I'm reading from The Bridge magazine, Serving Church and Community, an article entitled Beyond the Fridge, Pubs, the Felicity of England. We dined at an excellent inn at Chapel House, where he expatiated on the felicity of England in its inns and taverns. So wrote James Boswell in The Life of Samuel Johnson. These opening words come from a small book entitled English Inns by Thomas Burke, which belonged to my father, a staunch patron of the English public house. I'm not sure my mother was aware that on occasion I was parked with a packet of crisps, the soda siphon having been taken as an excuse for a refill, in the narrow quarters of the off-licence of a Bristol pub, while he would pursue in the bar one of his antique deals with shady types carrying holdalls or plastic bags, or while he played darts or regaled the room with some of his shaggy dog stories. So for me, the pub has always been somewhere rather jolly, a place of entertainment and refreshment with a slightly raffish character. Burke states that the story of an old inn from the day of its opening would yield a history of a town and a fair social history of England. Inns were regularly used as a coroner's or churchwarden's court, or quarter sessions, or the election of borough officers. They were the place from whence pilgrims set out. Think of the trip to Jerusalem in Nottingham, or Chaucer's pilgrims at the Tabard in Southwark. Today's pub offers a vital social focus for its community, a place to find some of the best food in the British Isles, where darts players, seekers of entertainment, football buffs, pensioners, and ladies on a night out all receive the same warm welcome. A place where we celebrate our weddings and console ourselves after funerals. Thomas Burke wrote in 1944, that as long as the new inn is suitable to the spirit of the age, it will do well in our townscapes and country horizons. I think he would rejoice in what we found in 2025, as would my father.